Chapter 24. Griffith Garamond had clearly suffered a horrific death. The walls of his office were splattered with blood, like a grim Pollock painting. The floor was slick with gore and entrails. The entirety of the room seemed to be awash in a deep red hue, like a pool of blood had spilled across the entire office. The smell of decay was hideous. The centerpiece of this gruesome set was the body of Griffith Garamond, his eyes still open in silent horror, his limbs twisted in a grotesque display of death. His mouth was agape as if to howl at the sky, the gaping wound in his neck still oozing what was left of Garamond's precious bodily fluids. A few feet away from the body lay the remains of the weapon that had terminated his life. It was an ornate golden lion statue with bloody claws and a broken mane, its marble eyes still filled with malice and intensity. Its blood-stained teeth were bared in a menacing and vengeful grin that seemed to symbolize the wrath of a wicked demon that had been unleashed upon the world. The desk, once a pristine piece of furniture, was now an unrecognizable mess. Its fine wooden surface was ripped apart, papers and books strewn about. The walls of the office were covered with a series of crudely drawn sketches, each depicting a lion devouring its prey. The sketches were done in vivid detail, the lion's claws reaching out to grasp its victim, its ferocious teeth tearing through flesh and bone. All the images exuded the same air of malice and fury. The atmosphere of the room was thick with the scent of death and the stench of violence. It was almost as if the air itself had been replaced by a cloying essence of rage and vengeance, the kind of anger that could only be unleashed by a higher power. But perhaps the most sinister aspect of the scene was the silence that had fallen over the room. It was as if the entire space had been cursed with a maddening stillness. The only audible sound was a faint tapping, as the last of Griffith's blood dripped from his lifeless body. This eerie stillness seemed to be a reminder of the wrath that had been unleashed upon the world, a reminder that such violence should never be taken lightly. Scrawled above Garamond's head on the wall was the phrase, "Victoria Leonum Vadit." Victory goes to the lions,